Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Just a quick note, this episode will be discussing sex and all things sex toy and explicit without holding back. So if there are young ears around, you might want to remove them or you'll be paying their therapy bills for the rest of your life. Hello and welcome to Irregular Bitches, the podcast for midlife women that aims to make the menopausal bullshit easier and more fun to navigate by basically raising a metaphorical middle finger to the whole sorry saga. We are actually, whisper it, quite enjoying the new us. No more fucks given! Yeah. I'm Sarah Kaywood. I used to be a telly botherer back in the day, and my co-host is lovely Lou Mitchell, who used to be a podium botherer back in the day. No, not a pole dancer.
Oh, yes.
But she did love her clubbing. How are you, Lulu?
Yeah, no, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm good. Finished my radiotherapy. Good. Yes, and dry January. We're doing dry January, which I actually... Yeah, I always really enjoy it, actually, because I just feel it gives... It's a good reset, ready for the rest of the year. And I never go straight back into drinking loads in February. So after the sort of, you know, indulgence of Christmas, I just quite enjoy it. And nobody wants... I do feel sorry for people with January birthdays, though. And let me apologise now to anybody listening who has a January birthday.
Yeah, that's a bit crap, isn't it? Yeah.
It's really rubbish. But my suggestion would be what my friend Carrie does. Her birthday's the 31st of December, which gets lost in the New Year celebrations, is have a summer birthday. Mm. Nominate a day.
Do you know, I spoke to my mum about it. She's got a Christmas Day birthday and we've said we're going to nominate a day. She's still going to have her presents.
Yeah.
She's 72, bless her. But she's still going to have her presents. I'm giving her a birthday bell.
Yeah.
And she's going to ring a birthday bell when she wants a birthday thing to happen throughout the day. And then we're nominating a day where she can do what she wants. We're going to do a tea party and, you know, whatever else. So,
yeah
it's... You need a whole day. She said, I've never had a whole day. I said, that's terrible.
I know.
We need to give you a whole day. So we're going to.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah. And are you all right, baby?
Yes, I'm fine. I keep doing something really annoying. And I know it's just because my head's full of things. But I don't know if it's because I'm being forgetful as well. So I'm sorry if this makes anyone feel ick. But I keep taking out my tampon and then forgetting to put the next one in. So then I'm burning through underwear.
That's just annoying.
It is doing my boxing. I've done it every day. So this is day four and I've done it at least once every day. And I literally don't know what's wrong with me. So I've just got to slow down a bit, I think, is the answer.
If you get a moon cup, you have to put it back in. You have to rinse it and put it back in.
Which is fine when I'm at home and I am a fan of the moon cup, although I will admit I had forgotten about them. But when you're out all day or if you're at work... It's not conducive, I'm afraid.
No, because you can't take it out and rinse it in a...
That's a good point.
Can you imagine going out and rinsing it in a communal sink?
No, and I have to squat down.
Oh, me too.
That would be hideous.
Yeah.
I have to squat down, and I'm sorry, I don't know what I'll see if I squat down. So no, best to keep that for when I'm at home. But yeah. I'll dust it off. I haven't used it a few months, so that's
also
a good call. Love.
Yeah, I don't know what could be. That's ridiculous that you take it out. Well, why don't you double up with a good panty liner?
Yes, I should do that, which sometimes I have to do anyway. But anyway, that's just happened, and it's just rather irritating. So I apologise that I'm now sharing that with everybody, but
well,
you
listen,
asked.
We're going to overshare a bit more on today's episode because in 2007, Samantha Evans and her partner Paul created Joe Divine, a shop that only sells skin-safe sex toys. So, without further ado, I want to get straight to it. Let's talk sex, baby, with Sam. Sam, welcome to Irregular Bitches. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for inviting me. Talking about my favourite topic. I love it.
Wonderful.
We quite like it too, don't we, Sarah?
Well, I do. But so, if I, let's, okay, we'll just, I'm going to get it out there. Cards on the table right now. Lou and her partner, Duncan, don't have too many issues in that department.
No, we're good.
I don't have much of a sex drive. So I know that there are two camps of midlife women, really, that are the same. So I'm sort of hoping that you can advise how I can maybe put the spark back a little bit, actually.
Yeah, and Duncan would appreciate me sort of being revved up a little bit more, I'd say. He would definitely, you know, appreciate that. I'm not at the level that he's at, so, you know, I shall be listening attentively.
Is anybody at the level that men are at? This is the question. So Sam, well, first of all, well, is Sam maybe is. I want to know about the conception, no pun intended, of Joe Divine, because it is a marvellous thing. So can you just tell us how it came to be?
Okay, so it's my husband's fault. Right. I was a nurse. He was working in IT and banking. And one day we had a conversation. He said, oh, have you ever come across sex toy parties for couples? And there was an American brand, Pleasure Parties or something. And I said, no, it's always Ann Summers. I've been to a few. And then sort of this idea came to light, you know, sort of there were luxury, high-end products coming to market, Fun Factory and Lalo. And basically, we'd had two sex toys in the past, made from jelly, which I will talk about why it's a poor material. Ooh. But I ended up with thrush after using one. The other one, I think, was like a rampant rabbit and broke down after about the second use. And it was awful. It had the ball bearings in it.
And expensive.
Yeah, and, you know, Paul had just picked them up. He had no idea. Yeah. And we had no idea about materials either. And so basically he said, shall we start selling sex toys? So basically the company has grown up through, you know, we sell skin safe products and we're really passionate about that. We sell irritant free sexual lubricants. I'm known as the lube queen. I never shut up about lubricants and why you should check the ingredients on the bottles, because the vast majority of products aren't good for your intimate health and they can cause issues. And then we've got hundreds and hundreds of articles on our blog, you know, which are practical sexual health and pleasure articles, but it goes from cancer to kink. So I've combined my nursing experience and medical knowledge with helping people with health issues. But actually, the vast majority of my day is just people phoning up or emailing or going online and buying a sex toy. But we're here as sort of an advisory service as well, because not everything is good for you. And also people are curious and they don't actually know what to buy and they're really embarrassed. And so, yeah, and it's grown from that. And I mean, last year I ended up on Sex Myth and the Menopause with Davina McCall. So we were waving around sex toys on TV, which is great. We've helped so many people. We've sold an awful lot of products. We've panicked, Paul. But we've helped so many people, but not just with menopause. Obviously, we've helped people who've gone through cancer treatment, but just people phoning up and curious about buying a sex toy, because we sold all sorts of products. It wasn't the ones that I generally recommend, sort of, you know, to help you with your menopausal sexual health issues. So it was amazing and it was lovely, the conversations. And just to say, our customer base is 18 to 93. And my view is I want to be like my 93-year-old customer, because she's amazing. She discovered us in lockdown. And I just think, you know, you're never too old.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Absolutely. And also, I think the thing that we forget, actually, orgasms are good for you. They're good for you in lots of different ways. And what I love about Joe Divine is that you're probably... People need a safe space, don't they? Because I think some people find it probably easier to talk to you, Sam, than they do to talk to their own partners.
Yeah, I've actually taken a couple of friends to Ann Summers because they were like, I'm not doing it. I'm not having packaging arriving, because that's a key thing about your business, isn't it? All the products arrive in plain cardboard packaging.
Yeah.
And they were just mortified. And I am less mortified. So I'm like, right, we'll go. And we go into Ann Summers. So I'm really interested in what materials we should be either looking for or avoiding, depending which way you want to pitch it.
Okay. So firstly, about the packaging, the world has moved on since the rampant rabbit. So the vast majority of sex toys now are not sold in salacious packaging. You know, some of them are actually very, very beautifully designed. In fact, I mean, some brands have actually spent more on the packaging than the toy inside. But we don't sell those products. But, you know, if you're giving them as a gift, and obviously our packaging is all plain as well. It's eco-friendly and there's nothing to identify. Did they say Joe Divine across the box? It just says a return address, which is a PO box address. And it's the same on a credit or bank card statement as well. But No, the important thing is skin safe materials. So we only sell products made from silicone, glass, metal and ABS plastic. These are non-porous materials. Mm-hmm. The problem that people have is there are lots of toys made from jelly, latex and rubber. These are highly porous. They absorb bacteria. They degrade over time. They can leach out chemicals. They can degrade with certain sexual lubricants. And also the jelly toys, they often perfume them, and no one needs perfume inside the vagina or anus. And so these toys are really not good. They're often very, very cheap. But also there's another issue with a lot of fake and used products available online as well. And so people really need to do their research and don't just, you know, go to a reputable sex toy retailer. I mean, you know, the fake toys, yes, we have fake products for anything, don't we, pretty much. Mm. But fake sex toys, it is a problem. And a lot of our manufacturers are trying to rein that in. But used toys, a lot of samples are sent out as testers.
I'm dying. So, I'm dying, yeah.
And it is a thing, because some people like that. But, yeah, that is a thing. And then they get reboxed. So you've got to be really careful about what you're buying. And also be aware that, you know, some products, poor motors that are buzzy and, you know, and also things that break down. You know, I get frustrated because we troubleshoot problems when people often, it's 9 times out of 10, it's because the batteries are in the wrong way around, or they haven't screwed the end cap on, or, you know, it's got a travel lock on it. And we always say to people, give us a call, email us, we'll troubleshoot you through it. You know, and the biggest problem is batteries. But a lot of these companies, you know, it's like, we'll send throw it in the bin and we'll send you a replacement. And I mean, we're just adding to, you know, the climate crisis, and you know, it's not eco-friendly. So that's why we only sell reputable products made from skin safe, from reputable companies made from skin safe materials. So the silicone is high quality silicone. Mm-hmm. And then the glass is borosilic glass. So that's what your Pyrex dishes are made from.
Can I just ask, you wouldn't put a glass, you won't put the glass inside you? No, are these
for you? Yeah, no, it is. Glass really? Sealed.
Yeah.
And then, they're beautiful. They're like works of art. You can put them on your mantelpiece, because also with glass you can warm it up or cool it down. So warm it up in a bowl of warm water, mm-hmm. or cool it down in the fridge, and you can enjoy temperature play. So obviously that's very stimulating for some people. The metal toys are made from medical grade stainless steel, so that's what surgical instruments are made from. Again, with metal toys, warm them up in a bowl of warm water, never boiling water, and or pop them in the fridge. Don't ever put them in the freezer. And you can clean them in your dishwasher if you wanted to.
Amazing.
So pop them in with you.
I get my 10-year-old to empty it. So, Mum, where does this one go?
Oh, that's a work of art. But and then the plastic is ABS plastic, and that's non-porous as well. So this is really important, because people often don't realise you're using a jelly toy, they're then getting an infection, they might be getting thrush. It's actually just causing irritation, and it's not pleasurable, you know. So that's the important thing about sex toys, that they are actually skin safe materials.
And do you sell products for cleaning the sex toys as well?
We do, but actually our general rule of thumb is warm, you know, hot soapy water, because a lot of the toys are waterproof. There are people, I think, that are splash proof, but some people like to use a cleaner. You know, there are wipes, there are sort of foaming sprays, which are brilliant for cleaning your glasses with as well. But, you know, I just wash my toys with hot soapy water. And actually, if it's a silicone toy, often they can attract fluff. So dry it with a hairdryer.
Oh, good tip.
That means so make sure your kids don't walk in.
I have just made an assumption that they weren't waterproof. So I've always bought the really expensive wipes that they also sell in various places.
No, because loads of the toys you can use in the bath or the shower, and actually that's a really good way to relax. So
whole new
world. But you do need to check, because I think we've got one brand, I think, that is actually just splash proof.
Irregular
bitches.
So Lou has obviously got a drawer full of wonderful things. I have one vibrator that I had, an ancient one, and it predated the relationship with my husband. So we were like, let's get rid of that. Let's make a fresh start. And he bought me one, and it's some hot pink thing. I think it's silicone. And I probably only really ever use it very rarely on my own. And why do you think it is that women are so coy around sex toys? And also, what would you advise me, for instance, what would you say, right, okay, well, why don't you expand your sex toy play, and I recommend you do this, and how can we involve, because, you know, I just use use it for masturbating as and when I feel like it, which again isn't that often anymore. So how do I up my game? I think that's what I'm asking, and involve Andy as well and take it up a notch, because I know there are thousands of women that will be listening that will be going, oh, you know, well, I don't really have sex anymore, and we should be having sex.
Well, we talked about orgasms are so good for you, and I'm telling people to masturbate more. This is really important. The healthcare professionals I work with tell their patients to masturbate and have regular orgasms and recommend our products. But I actually say to people, get yourself a simple bullet vibrator. You know, I'm showing you this. It's like a little lipstick.
Oh,
you know,
it literally looks like a lighter.
Yeah, it's actually, I mean, you know, we've got an air hostess who flies with it, and they look like Dior lipsticks, so she just chops them in and pops them in her bag.
Amazing.
You know, and I think a lot of sex toys now don't even look like sex toys. I think, yes, there are the phallic ones. Yeah. That's a big phallic one.
Yeah.
But, you know, this one doesn't look like a sex toy. Yeah. And I think what people think is a sex toy, and there are so many different products out there with different sexual sensations. So I say to people, start small. You know, we've got little pebble ones that's so pretty. And also these small ones you can use with your partner. Mm-hmm. So, you know, use it as part of your sex play. You can use it on your clitoris if you're having penetrative sex. And if you're one of those women who does struggle to orgasm during penetrative sex, because you need clitoral stimulation, you know, vast majority of women, 75% need clitoral stimulation, and you're not getting the right amount. Type of clitoral stimulation during penetrative sex is not going to stimulate your clitoris. So grabbing one of your little toys and then using that between you and your partner, but also getting your partner to use it on you, use it on your nipples. I said, you know, you can use it on a partner's clitoris, on a partner's penis, up and down the head of the penis, because they will never have felt vibrations on their penis.
That's a different sensation too.
But nipple play, lots of people enjoy nipple play. But I was just saying, you know, you don't have to whip out the 6-inch dildo with your partner. That tiny bullet is sufficient to actually say to, well, I'd really quite like to try this. And, you know, you have a laugh about it because sex is meant to be funny and fun. And I just say to people, you know, just try, I'm asking people, you know, I've never tried a sex toy, but I tried the smallest bullet. And now they're using a much bigger toy or a different toy. They've expanded their range. And I think it's taking that, I think sex toys always have this, still have this salacious view, but I mean, so many people own a sex toy now. It's not anything, you know, sort of unusual. People who are quite shocked by it are probably the people who would never buy one anyway. But, you know, we've had people who've never bought a sex toy and now sort of they've bought the whole range. So I think it's about introducing a small toy into your relationship. And also with partners going off to buy a toy for their partner, don't go and buy the biggest thing in the shop or online. Get there something that's small and discreet, because as you say, you whip out your pink vibrator, you know, and people go, you know, we don't get that many returns. But, you know, I do remember one chap, he bought something for his wife for the wedding anniversary. Yeah, he'd have to return it. But, you know, occasionally I always say to people, have you talked to your partner about this? Or, you know, or when they want to send something to somebody, I said, do they know to expect this? Because you don't want a sex toy arriving in the post and you're not expecting it. So, you know, but there's lots of advice on the website. I always say to people, start small. You know, you don't have
that
to
little
have a
bullet
toy.
That you showed, actually, that look, it really does look like a Dior lipstick. I mean, I think that for anybody who is listening, who's a bit like they're a bit cringy or they're a bit embarrassed, I would say that's elegant. That's an elegant looking toy. So it doesn't have to be like a stonking great Woody. You know, it can be. And then I guess you just hold it against anywhere that's an erogenous zone, if it's your earlobe. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's back of your neck, back of your knees.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm just thinking, you know, I want Andy to dig it right into my tension spots in the back of my neck at the moment because I'm so tight. And then he can work his way down. I think I'm in the market. Exactly. I'm in the market for one of those, Sam. That looks lovely.
And it's inexpensive as well. You know, they're not very expensive. They're battery operated, but they're really good products. It's often one that I always recommend when people say, where do I start? You start small. You know, start with this and see how you get on. And I just think that is that simple step. You're not whipping out this great big toy in the bedroom and your partner's going, oh my God, it's bigger than me. You know, so it's a really fun way to, you know, sort of enjoy that. And also remember, using the vibrator will promote the blood flow to the clitoris, to the vulval area, to the vagina. And that actually promotes blood flow. It promotes arousal. It promotes your own natural lubrication. Feels pleasurable. You know, and actually all that is going to boost your flagging libido. I think often people, well, where do I start? And has it got to be all guns blazing with penetrative sex? No. I mean, lots of people don't have penetrative sex. So, you know, there are things that you can do just to get things going and just playing with the partner. Even if you don't want to do full-blown swinging from the chandeliers, just play, masturbate each other, masturbate in front of each other. Mm-hmm. You know, there are things that you can do, kissing and cuddling. Let's get back to intimacy, because kissing is the first thing that you do. And that's really, really important. And once sex is not, is off the menu, or you're no longer having it, or life has just got in the way, it's quite hard to get back to it. That hit me in my mid-40s. And I do remember being really flagging, and now I realise it was perimenopause, and at the time I didn't have a clue, even though I trained as a nurse. And then I suddenly decided, actually, I want to do something about this, because I really do like sex, but my husband would say, you're not in the room. And he was quite right. I was actually thinking about packed lunches or that washing in the tumble dryer.
Oh, I think we've all been there, haven't we? The to-do list.
Yeah, and actually, you know, switching that off and actually saying, I'm going to focus on what's happening with my body. Then I took control in the bedroom as well, because I wanted to do things that I said, well, that actually, this really works for me, and change positions and try new positions as well. But, you know, your libido goes up and down, doesn't it, throughout life. And also with relationships, if they're long-term relationships, sex could get a bit boring. And let's not forget that men have erectile problems as well, certainly in midlife, you know. And a lot of women are buying a toy from us because their partner has got erectile problems. So, you know, they actually want to enjoy pleasurable sex, want to carry on enjoying sex, but their partner isn't able to get an erection that's sufficient for penetrative sex. So, you know, and I always say, if you've got a partner with erectile problems, he needs to see his GP just to check out there's no serious underlying medical cause.
I think
so that's another thing.
I mean, I think with midlife, it's just, and I know Lou will agree with me, it's, and I, even when I don't feel like it, I keep an eye on how long it's been since we've had sex, because I think it's too easy to allow it to slide until suddenly it's 6 weeks, and then it's 8 weeks, and then it's 2 months, I mean, 2 months, 8 weeks. Plonker.
We know what you mean.
But, you know, and before you know it, I mean, I've got friends who, they don't have sex anymore, and you're just living with a flatmate. It's, you're not, that's not a relationship anymore. And intimacy is a wonderful thing. And if you love your partner, I think it's important to show that physically, isn't it? So I think, you know, that's, the, and if you're having trouble doing that, then maybe this is the key. Maybe this is to bring the excitement back, is adding in a little bit of toy play.
Definitely. But the other issue as well in midlife, obviously, is the vaginal dryness, which, you know, is a problem. And actually, lube. When sex is painful, but not any old lube, as Sarah will know.
Come on, queen of lube.
Because the reason that I got the lube that we are about to talk about is because for the first time I had to come off my HRT because of the breast cancer, and Andy and I had sex a few weeks ago, and it hurt, and that's never happened before, and I literally gritted my teeth and kind of made it like, and he was like, am I hurting you? And I was like, no, it's fine. And after that, I was like, right, what am I going to do about this? And
well, you're not going to want to, enter into that.
But I've got loads of questions about lube. So first of all, I'll let Sam talk about what's good and what's bad. And then I've got a few questions, actually.
Okay. So talking about sex is painful. So you've got the vaginal dryness. We have vaginal atrophy in menopause. So obviously the depleting estrogen levels impact upon the quality of your vagina health and your vulval health, but also your bladder and your urethra. So people might notice they're starting to get cystitis or urinary tract infections, but also they might notice that getting thrush or bacterial vaginosis, which is a fishy smelling discharge.
Oh, I got initially, that literally 2 weeks ago. Bloody horrible.
It's an absolute pain, because actually I've had that in the past, and actually, you know, you might need a couple of courses of antibiotics to knock it on the head. Don't go to the high street and get yourself a wash, and I'll talk about that too. But yeah, so lube. And so people sort of, you know, this vaginal dryness, and it's like, I think that people just have no idea. They certainly know on understanding how their bodies work. And I can feel really aroused, but I still feel dry. So, you know, and we don't have sex without lube now, because, you know, it's so important. But actually, it's really important about the lubricant that you use. And I will talk about this because my sex life, my intimate health and my sex life was destroyed by using two very well-known brands in my 20s and 30s. And I got cystitis, rash, bacterial vaginosis, urinary tract infections, all of which led to vaginismus, where the pelvic floor muscles tighten. It makes sex feel very painful or not possible. Because every time when we were having sex, I'd be lying there thinking, oh my God, I'm going to be up all night with cystitis. I'm going to be itching on the wall tomorrow with thrush. And I put up with this for years. And it wasn't until we set up Joe Divine and started using the Yes Organic lubricants. Within a week, I remember saying to Paul, I actually haven't had any irritation. And then I started looking. So we knew that they were good, but mm-hmm. I didn't realise how good they were. And basically, I looked at ingredients, and there's some lots more research out there now, and actually realising, yeah, glycerin's causing thrush. But during my time, I'd been back to GPs because at that time, you couldn't get Canesten over the counter. So I don't know how many prescriptions I had. Not one doctor asked me about my sex life. Not one doctor asked me even what I was washing myself with. You know, because obviously I could have been using something that was actually causing all this irritation. No one mentioned lube to me. I was told to iron the gusset of my knickers to kill the thrush bugs by a gynecologist.
Really?
Well, we all have time to do that, don't we?
Yeah.
But this is why I'm so passionate about it, because I feel very angry that it led to vaginismus. And I didn't know what vaginismus was. I got a diagnosis at 30, even though I trained as a nurse. And then Paul was really upset because he didn't realise, obviously, all this time he'd been hurting me. I'd been tolerating it. And that's not pleasurable sex.
No.
You know, so then once we started talking, and also then I worked out how to overcome it. But once we started using the lubes, then actually the issues disappeared. Don't get me wrong, I have had a few infections, certainly as I've gone into perimenopause and menopause. Well, that's to be expected, I think, really.
Yeah.
So lubricants, ingredients. So there are different types of lubes. There's water-based lube, which is the closest to your own body's natural lubrication. You can use it with any condom and you can use it with any sex toy material. But they're not particularly long-lasting, though we do actually have a brand that is. Oil-based lubricant. So basically, this is not oil out of your kitchen cupboard or bathroom cupboard, please, because that was never designed for intimate use. They are long-lasting and they can be used with any sex toy material, but actually they will destroy latex condoms and they do linger inside the vagina and inside the anus for up to 24 hours. So if you're then using a latex condom the next day, there's a potential risk that it'll be damaged. And then you've got silicon lubes. So silicon lubes are slippery, they're long-lasting. Some people really love them. Some people find they can might irritate a little bit. They're great with any sex toy material apart from silicone, because you've got silicone on silicone and it will damage the toy and then it makes that toy feel tacky. And obviously, you know, some of these toys are quite expensive. So it's not. So that's what we say to people. But most people sort of quite like a water-based lube. Problem with the vast majority of water-based lubes, they contain irritating ingredients. So they contain things like glycerin, glycols, parabens, dyes, perfume, alcohol. Some even contain glitter because you need a disco vulva.
Oh, my God.
So glycerin creates a sugary environment and that encourages thrush to thrive.
Right.
And that is a real problem in a lot of lubes. And also it's very sticky. So that's not sexy or pleasurable. Then you've got propylene glycol. So that actually is the one ingredient that often causes a lube to sting when you first put it on, and that puts couples off from using a lube because it's stinging. And it's not just somebody with a vulva, it could be their partner with a penis. Then you've got parabens, so they are preservatives which are weak hormone disruptors, and they are being removed from quite a lot of beauty products, so really you don't want to be putting them in the most sensitive part of your body. Then you've got dyes. No one needs a bright pink vulva. Don't know. And then you've got perfume, so you smell of roses or lavender or strawberry. And then you've got alcohol, and we know alcohol is very drying to the skin anyway. And as I said about glitter. So, and some brands now have said, oh, it's glycerin free, parabens free, but it's still got propylene glycol in it, or it's still got one of those you know, irritating ingredients. So there's been a lot more research done on about this. And this is why we only sell the Yes products and Sutil Lux and Rich, which they are both long-lasting water-based lubes because they contain botanical and organic ingredients. But my rule of thumb is always check the label. If you're using a lube for the first time, pop a little bit on your labia and basically, if it's okay, then, you know, see how you go. But obviously anything that stings, itches, burns, gives you a bad thrush the next
don't
day,
use it.
Wash it off because, you know, don't just go to the high street because there are very, very few irritant-free lubes on the high street. Yes, it's available, you know, and it is available on prescription. The water-based formulation, and there also is the Yes Vagina Moisturiser, because we haven't talked about moisturising your vagina, right?
Oh, my goodness!
Oh, no! I've been doing that for 52 years!
Well, just very quickly before we move on, because I need to know about that. Do you put the, so I've got the Yes on prescription. I was very pleased with myself because it's £7 a tube otherwise, ladies. So, you know, obviously I get my prescriptions now free because I had cancer. That's one of the tiny silver linings. So I got it on prescription. Do I put it right inside me? Because I've always put them on the outside, but actually I need help inside. I need help in my vagina.
Yeah, no, so basically you can get a lube tube.
Oh, you can, you can squirt it in.
Yeah, get a syringe from the GP, or this is a little lube tube. But I would
Do you sell those on Joe Divine?
Yeah, and they come in a two-pack, and obviously you wash them, you just put them in ice, put them in a jug of boiling water, sterilise them. And you can just fill it up. But, you know, obviously put the lube on your partner, put it on your fingers, put it on a toy. You know, there are some, and some people, you know, for me, I can't start sex without putting lube on. And then once we've put, I use Sutil, Lux, which is our other brand, which is a water-based lube, but it's really long-lasting. The unusual thing about Sutil, so there's Lux and Rich, so that's a thicker one. And people quite like that for, you know, they like the formulation and they like it for anal play. It interacts with your own body's natural lubrication and actually makes you feel wetter. Because the first time I used it, I remember thinking, oh, God, you know, I'm just really, really wet. It never happens. Am I really aroused? But it happens every time I use it. So lovely, because wetter is better for the vast majority of people. But yeah, some people, you know, I put it on when I start. Some people put it on when they start playing with a partner. They just put it on when they're if they're having penetrative sex or using a toy. But my view is, if somebody, your partner's playing with you and you're sore and you're dry, there's nothing pleasurable about that.
So oh, there really is. Don't put your dry hand on my dry clitoris. I hate it. It actually is a bit like nails down a blackboard for me. Like, it really grates. And there have been times in my sexual history, not necessarily with Andy, where I've literally pushed hands away. Like, get off me. Mm. That doesn't. Yeah. And they've been like, oh, am I not doing it right? And it's like, and I'm just like, it's kind of really frustrating, isn't it? You're like, that's how I feel.
Well, I think that you just have to have a quick rub and a quick sort of fingering. And I'm not a huge fan of that either, because it's to do with my past history of infections. And I like it sometimes. But actually, you know, this whole thing, if you're going to be rubbing something, they're not, you know, you think, oh, they'll be instantly wet as soon as I touch them. Well, actually, no, we need to have, and it doesn't matter what your age is. This is from 18 to 93. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, young women use lube. And also remember, your lubrication isn't just affected by menopause or cancer treatments, but also breastfeeding. You know, I don't know why midwives don't tell their women to actually use a good lube when they're actually breastfeeding. I wish someone had told me that. But stress, anxiety, sexual side effects to medication, antihistamines, they dry up your secretions, so they're going to dry up your lubrication.
I mean, I think, you know, everybody should have a lube in their bedside table. Yeah. I just think it should be something that you know women and men have, that it's just, you know, like panty liners. It's just, you just have them around. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because, and it's that bloody change useful. That, you know, that view is, you know, that we're not instantly wet when we're touched. And actually, lube, when people say, oh, I don't need lube, you know, it's almost like it's a competition. I'm going, well, actually, for me, lube just makes sex feel even more pleasurable, and it makes it last longer. It's like, why would I not want to enjoy that?
So, isn't it funny? You just touched on something. I don't know why, and it's sort of annoying, actually, but... So I asked a friend to come on Irregular Bitches, and this was a while ago, before the whole conversation around menopause had started. And she was like, oh, you know, I'm not dried up. I'm still very moist, thank you. And I was like, but it's not, there's nothing wrong, like, being moist is
not to be ashamed of. And that's, yes, being moist isn't something to be proud of.
But it's just the way things are. I'm not any less sexy to my husband because my vagina is drier than it was. You know, it's a bit more complicated than that. So I just want to put it out there, ladies, that, you know, if you have dried up a bit, and I really, really have, doesn't make you any less sexy to anybody, whether they be an old or a new partner. Just, you still got it, girl.
Friend may actually be hit with vaginal dryness, because I've spoken to women, you know, business women. What is this vaginal dryness? And it's like they're just suddenly hit with it. Mm-hmm, like you were. Yeah. You actually said you went to have sex and it felt really painful.
Oh, it was the first time. And I used to be. And I was that woman that was quite proud of how wet I could get. You know. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, fucking hell. I was well annoyed. And also, because, you know, men love it when you're wet, don't you? Which is another big tick for lube. Because, you know, I don't think Andy cares whether the wetness is me or something else. He just likes the feeling. So.
Well, the thing about lube as well, you want it to feel natural and not intrusive. The problem is, a lot of the lubes out there are intrusive because they're quite sticky and they're unpleasant. So like the Yes products and Sutil, you know, for me, actually feels like my own natural lubrication, because also Sutil makes me produce lubrication as my own lubrication. So, you know, actually it arouses me when we're playing with it, and then I become wetter. So I think this is really important. And actually, we advise a lot of men, you know, and they're actually phoning up on behalf of their partners. Or, you know, I've been to events with young guys who've come over and grabbed samples for their girlfriends. You know, there people are really interested because a lot of people have irritation from lubricants. And it's not just somebody with a vagina. It is, you know, people have penile irritation. The lubes on condoms actually can cause irritation. And people think they have a latex allergy and they're actually being irritated by the lube that's on the condom, you know. And actually that's a conversation that we have, you know, quite a lot of people. But yeah, young people are, you know, becoming more and more aware that actually, you know, oh, I'm constantly getting thrush. Why am I getting thrush? Well, it's because you're using that brand. You know, yeah. It's like you're using that lube. Check the ingredients. So yeah, for me, you know, lube can transform your sex. But I love it. Somebody said to me, we spent all weekend in bed. I said, brilliant, you know, because she just bought a tube of lube, you know, it cost her a tenner. That's such a good weekend.
So it's spelled Sutil. It's spelled S-U-T-I-L. Is that right?
No, just one L.
Just one L.
Yeah, okay. And we're the only UK retailer of it. Yeah, so it's all over the website. And obviously it's all over my Instagram at Sam Talk Sex because I never shut up about it. So that's your lubricant.
Love it.
Irregular.
Bitches.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
I want to know about there's a new toy and I can't remember how it was actually on an episode. I'm sure that somebody mentioned it in passing on an Irregular Bitches, but can't you get these new flowers that actually like basically give you cunnilingus? Is that I'm sure that there's a new sex toy. It's sort of like I'm doing a motion. This is a podcast, Sarah. I'm doing a motion with my hands, but it's like a petal opening and closing. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, no, I haven't actually got it out, but it's no, we haven't got. We don't sell anything like. We sell the Layla Aura.
Sucker. Yes, a clitoris sucker.
The suckers are different. So this is what has transformed orgasms across the world during the last 2 years.
This
Sonic
we
Wave
need to know about,
and
Sarah.
Air Pulse toys. Okay,
I think this is it. I think this is what I'm. Yeah, this
right.
Is it, yeah.
So yeah, I showed this on the program, and then. Yeah. Well, let loose on our website, and Paul got
did it crash? crashed.
Yeah, he'd only ordered 150. We sold far more than 150.
Hey!
But literally, good. Yeah, that sold a record. Basically, this technology is different to a vibrator. So basically, you pop that over your clitoris. Mm-hmm. My clitoris down as well.
Have you forgotten your clitoris?
for our listener, it's just basically like a little clitoris, like a one penny shaped hole.
Yes,
it looks like one of those airbags that you people, you know, when you put a mask over someone's face and they blow out.
Actually, you know, like an ear thermometer.
Or an ear thermometer. That's what it is. It's an ear thermometer.
Yes. So basically, you pop that over your clitoris. So if you're holding it like that, that's going over your clitoris like that. You get a seal with a little bit of water-based lube. It's got 12 levels. Personally, I've only got up to level 5. What it does, it stimulates the clitoral tissue. And obviously what you see on the outside is the tip of the iceberg. So the clitoris is like a turkey wishbone and it sits around the vagina and it sends those sonic wave sensations through that clitoral tissue. And initially you lie there because you can't move it. You just leave it in place. If you move it, you lose the seal.
Yeah.
And you can use this in the bath as well, Lou, because it's waterproof. So
love it.
And you just lie back and you think, oh, nothing's happening. And suddenly this feeling, this sensation grows. And I remember the first time I used Sonic Wave and Air Pulse toys, my legs were shaking for 20 minutes afterwards. I remember saying to Paul, well, this is you right, because I have to test the toys. Okay.
Amazing.
That worked really well, love. It was like, I said, my legs are still shaking. It's all you about to sit down and it was like, so these have really transformed the way in which people enjoy an orgasm, because it's stimulating that clitoral tissue. And actually, it's not a vibrator. Some people struggling to orgasm, they're using a vibrator. It might have a very cheap motor in it, but they actually can become a bit desensitized. And they're using, you know, they're using it for a long time because they're not reaching orgasm. But these toys have really changed the way in which people are enjoying orgasms. And also, I do recommend them for people going through menopause and anybody who's had cancer treatment, because it promotes that arousal. Mm-hmm. So it's something you can use before you start playing with your partner. Go off and have a nice bath. And use your toy. It promotes the blood flow to that clitoral tissue. It engorges it. It promotes your natural lubrication. It feels really good. You feel sexual. And I think that, you know, there's so many different types of styles of them as well. We sell a couple of brands on our website and they all sort of come different forms. But, you know, I think, and this one you can turn right down low, because some people are hypersensitive. So they can't use a vibrator.
I am too. Yeah. It can be too much. I'm like, too much!
Yeah, exactly. So as I said, I've only got up to 5 and that was being really brave. There are 12 levels. I mean, some people just put it on and they whack it up and they go, oh, it's not working. And we actually need to start off really low.
That would hurt, I think.
I would find
that kind of painful.
Yeah. And I think also it's getting people used to the fact that you don't move it, you don't rub it anywhere. You literally just leave it in place. So you can use it with a partner. Some are app controlled as well. So you can, you know, they can have their phone and they can control the waves and the pulsations if you want them to. You can't use them. Well, you know, they love apps, don't they? but you can't use it during penetrative sex because you've got to leave it in place and it will get knocked off because we've tried. So basically, it's just the sonic wave and air pulse toys have really changed orgasms everywhere. And I think it's just so good. The technology, you talked about people being scared of buying a sex toy because it's like a phallic shape. It's a big dildo or it just doesn't look, it's very ugly. It's made from unpleasant materials. The world has moved on, and I just think that sex toy designs are very innovative, you know, and the people who actually create the toys, you know, they get an idea. Like the Doxy massager, which is our biggest, most powerful massager, was created by a guy who worked in the scaffolding industry. He then went on to create this fantastic, world-renowned intimate massage, good for your shoulder muscles as well.
That's another one to add to the list. Take my credit card to Joe Devine. I'm hoping Sam's going to give us a discount code.
I will.
Hey. Lou, what were you going to say?
Oh, God, are you joking? That was 2 minutes ago. Come on, Sarah, you know me better than that. Oh, no, it's come back.
Oh, there you go. Well done.
That would be quite a good way. So say you're taking a bath, so you could start the process off yourself and then involve your partner.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So that's quite a good idea for like getting in the mood, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I just think, but you have to be careful, because I would be like, oh, I'm just going to do it myself now. I'm going there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you've got to get yourself in the mood again. Although, you know, I guess if Sam's right, which we know she is because she's the guru of sex, then the more orgasms you have, the more orgasms you can have, the more orgasms you want, presumably. Sex begets sex, doesn't it?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Definitely. Yeah. I completely agree. We've had our desert periods, and you sort of thinking, once you get back into it, you go, actually, I want to have more sex. And my husband's going, what again? You know, it's like, because you've had this dry patch. And, you know, and it is really important, because actually it makes you feel good. We talked about the orgasms, but it helps you sleep, often a problem during menopause. You know, it makes you look younger. You know, you don't need your really expensive pots of face moisturiser. It boosts your immunity, which we clearly need that. Mm-hmm. You know, and basically it gets you in touch with yourself. It helps with pain. So, you know, I used to masturbate a lot because I used to get really bad period pain. So when I had my period, I would masturbate. But anybody who's getting it helps you to relax. It reduces stress. For anyone with a prostate, regular masturbation and ejaculation flushes out the prostate. And actually that can prevent, it can reduce your risk of prostate cancer. And also the enlargement of the prostate gland that actually can lead to erectile problems. So, and it's free. You know, it's not, you're not going to get an STI. You're not going to get pregnant. So, and it's so good for you. But yeah, it's a part of their lives that a lot of people don't do. But it gets people in touch, literally, with their bodies, so they know what's normal for them. And then, if something feels a bit strange, they can go and see their GP. And we always say that You know what looks normal for you. You know that you've got that little skin tag there. Nothing's happening with it. That's you. But actually, if there's something that's not quite right, then go and see your GP, because they've seen it all before. They'd rather see you than you not go to them.
Yeah.
And I say that to anyone with a penis as well. You know, if something looks a bit strange or is not normal for you, then go and see your GP, because they don't mind.
The main thing as well that we kind of haven't really touched on is that it will strengthen your relationship.
Yeah.
The bond with your partner will be, I mean, Andy and I are always on in a much better place if we have been kissing and cuddling and being intimate. You know, it's just, you know, I love him. I want to show him that I love him. I want him to know that I desire him. And I think men especially, I mean, women definitely need to feel that. But I think men definitely, if you neglect them physically, I think they won't say anything. Andy won't say anything, but he will feel unattractive and unloved. I
also get very irritable and irritated if I'm not having regular sex. There's something, you know, and it, then you do, and it's like, and then it just changes your mood completely. And you then do sort of start, you know, being that kissing and cuddling. I mean, Paul and I have always been kissers and cuddlers, and we do that because that clears our kids from the room. So it's quite a good way of getting rid of them if you start.
I was going to ask about your kids, because you've got teenagers and early 20s children.
Yeah, so 18, right? Charlie was 21 yesterday and Millie is 23. Yeah. So
obviously they were much younger when you started the business off. But
they were.
Is this something that's just always been part of your discussion around the dinner table? Are they very open about talking about sex?
They are. I mean, Millie always says...
I have teenagers, so I'm interested.
Well, Millie always says that they're the real sex education family, you know, off the TV. And she's actually a young sex education activist, a freelance journalist. She's written a sex education guide, which came out this year.
There we go.
And she even mentions Jodie Vine. She says, she put menopause in it, but it's completely inclusive. Ooh. It's for 14 plus and young adults. And they have grown up about it. She was 8. And she came across our products. She was sitting on the loo one day, flipping through Good Housekeeping magazine. And we had an ad in the back of it, because we advertise in a few women's magazines and still do. And that's where people have come to us. We've persuaded them that they need a sex toy and they've never thought about it before. And then she thought, Mummy and Daddy have mentioned that before. And then our youngest son, he thought that we sold washing machines.
They both vibrate, right?
Yeah. But actually, no, love the kids... It. But we've always been very open. So my children know that they can always come to us and talk. We have talked about all sorts of things, you know. And actually, they've then gone off and sort of, you know, chatted to friends. But when Millie was at school, her friends sort of thought we were spies, because she wouldn't talk about what we did. And then when she when she hit sixth form, you know, sort of people, the girls were all talking, because it was at girls' grammar school. She said they were all just talking about it. So she's really knowledgeable. And then people started to click and they go, we now know why you're so knowledgeable about sex, even though she never had sex. You know, and on the last day when they were leaving, when they were all 18, she gave out loads of yes samples and that were gratefully received. But yeah, you know, and the boys have always been open, you know, probably our eldest more than our youngest, but they know. And also, you know, we've kitted out all their friends with condoms and lube going off to university.
Well, yeah.
Me too.
Well done.
Me too.
Well done. Can I just say, my children are 9 and 10 and they both know about sex and they both know, you know, what happens, and they're both... No, I mean, we will have to pick our moments. That's part of the problem, I think, in any relationship. But certainly when you're up against the challenges of menopause and breast cancer diagnosis and small people, it's finding the time when you're not tired and you won't be interrupted. So that's quite hard. Helps that.
And that does improve, Sarah.
Yeah.
That does improve as your life, you know, moves on. You do get more opportunities. And I have... Yes, always had a massive bag of condoms in the drawer, in the sitting room, that I keep topped up. And I say to them, I don't know who's taken what. And I know for a fact, certainly my daughter, my son would never say anything. But I know my daughter kissed out her friends. And
wonderful.
I'm very happy for that to have been the case.
Yeah, because this generation, they're all, you know, struggle with... various STIs because they're not using condoms, because our generation was the generation that was terrified by the AIDS pandemic. No, what was it? AIDS epidemic. I don't even know what it was. It was just... And that was really terrifying for us. And
they're expensive. You know,
are they? Kids, you see, I wouldn't clue.
15, 16. Can't, yeah, they don't want to be spending a few quid on condoms. They want to be spending a few quid on fags.
You can get under 25s getting free from sexual health clinics, so they can actually.
If you're prepared to go to a sexual health clinic, let's face it, you did say that
we are the generation, we did grow up with the AIDS crisis, and I nursed a lot of patients with AIDS and HIV in the 80s and 90s. But actually, in menopause, people ditch those condoms. They don't even think that they should have to use them because I can't get pregnant. That's a comment that we get when people tell us they're in a relationship.
Yeah.
And I say, oh, that's great to hear, but actually they've gone to have sex. It's painful because they're dry, or they, you know, it's tightened up because of vaginal atrophy, and they buy themselves sex toys and some lubes to get back into the sack. And actually they go, oh, you were using condoms. Oh, no, because I can't get pregnant. Yeah, but you can still get an STI.
You can still get chlamydia, love.
And actually we've helped people with STIs as well, and they've been absolutely mortified, people in their 50s and 60s. And, you know, we say, this is so important. And in fact, the first time the other day, I had a lady, she was mid-70s, she was in a new relationship, and she told me they'd been to a clinic to be tested. And that's the first person who's actually said that to me. And I'm thinking, you know, we need a sexual health campaign aimed at older people, the over 50s as well, because the condom brands don't aim the condoms at the older generation.
No.
And yet this is the generation where we've got STIs are climbing, late diagnosis of HIV. You know, and actually this shouldn't be happening. These people should, you know, they should be using the condom. But the view is always, I can't get pregnant now, I've gone through menopause. But, you know, that chlamydia or that, you know, gonorrhea is going to get you. Don't assume that your partner is, you know, isn't free from an STI as well. And condoms have moved on since they maybe used them 30 years ago. They're not like the condoms 30 years ago.
Yeah.
There's so many different brands out there, so many different sizes, different textures, you know, and I just say to people, you know, it's really important that you do use a condom with a new partner.
Irregular
bitches.
Now, Sam, I can't believe, I haven't even looked, I haven't clock watched for the whole of this, but we need to wrap it up. Otherwise, I mean, I could just chat to you all day. But what I wanted to ask you was, is like, are women okay to slide into your DMs because you are kind of a safe space for advice? Is that okay to do?
No, definitely. And email me. So email me at customerservice@jodievine.com, because only Paul and I see those emails.
Right.
They can send me a message on Twitter, but Instagram, especially. And if people want to buy something but aren't quite sure, they can give us a call. We give a lot of advice on the phone, but I'm emails because I can then send people links to articles. But if they go onto the website, they can just Google what they're looking for as well. But, you know, there's loads of information. We touched on it briefly, the vaginal moisturiser. Again, yes, do a vaginal moisturiser. So this is a regime that I want people to take away.
Uh-huh.
So basically, you know, only wash your vulva with water, because you don't need an intimate wash. You don't need to touch any of those products that are on the high street. They do far more harm than good. And basically, if you feel like you need a wash, go to your GP and they'll give you a gentle emollient on prescription. You know, use good skin-safe sexual lubricants. You know, check the ingredients. Moisturise your vagina. So for me, I have a regime. So basically, I use Sutil for any sex play. I also use it to moisturise, because you can moisturise as well. I use the Yes Vaginal Moisturiser twice a week. I pop a little applicator amount, but you can use a tube, and basically it's 5 mils. That goes up inside my vagina twice a week, and I also use it to moisturise whatever's left outside. I do use local estrogen, and I am able to use it. I use that 3 times a week, so it's a little pessary. And what else? Oh, I have regular orgasms.
Don't forget those.
And masturbate, you know. So, you know, I always say to people, well, have you got an intimate regime like you've got for your face? If you think about what you put on your skin, your hair, what nails, you know, the food you eat, think about what you're putting inside your vagina or on your vulva, because it's a highly absorbent, most sensitive part of your body. So
I have neglected my vagina, my vulva. I've neglected it.
So give it some TLC over Christmas.
Okay.
That's it. Myra certainly will. Can consume Sam. She is at Sam Talk Sex on Instagram. What are you on Twitter, Sam?
Sam Talk Sex.
So again, Sam Talk Sex. Yeah. The website, well, it's, what is it? Is it joedivine.com?
It's joedivine.com, and on Twitter it's joedivineuk, and on Instagram it's joe.divine.
Lovely. So go and find her there and her wonderful stuff. And you are going to provide us with a wonderful little discount code, aren't you?
Definitely. It's a 10% discount code. Yeah, it'll be a 10% discount code on full price products, not including postal packing. And it'll probably be, you know, it's a time limited code, but it's normally a month to 6 weeks. So,
wonderful.
Yeah, we'll put it in the show.
Yeah. answer.
Thank you so much, Sam. Honestly, I mean, I knew you'd be amazing. And I hope this frank and informative chat will have helped all of us irregular bitches slide between the sheets and get jiggy again. Because sometimes you forget how much fun it is, don't you? You do it and you go, oh, I was dreading that. And actually, it was lovely. I mean,
it's just so important.
It beggars it's belief, so doesn't it? But I knew when Liz suggested we have you on, I knew how important it was going to be, because I think we haven't done it yet, have we, Lou? We haven't had this chat. No. So
wanted to, haven't we?
Yeah. And it's been like 3 years that we've been doing, 2 years, 3 years we've been doing the podcast.
It's finding the right person. We don't just we want the right person, and thank you for being the right person.
She
Sam.
Was definitely the right person. Irregular Bitches is brought to you by Lou, myself, and produced by my lovely hubby Andy. So thank you to him, and also thank you, Andy, for letting me talk so frankly about our sex
life. Thank you, Andy.
Yeah, he's very good. Please do review, share, and spread the word. Let's take this baby to the top. Until next time, Lulu gets the last word.
Stay cool, bitches.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.